Well, good evening, gentlemen. And it's a Friday night, and as usual, I have a Peroni in my hand. And I have salt and vinegar Pringle chips. And a Mars bar and a Crunchy bar. Yes, that's right. I know how to live. Now, here's a femon in the thumbnail, obviously a caring, kind, maternal. And sugar and spice and everything nice. Oh, I hang about. That's just a persona. Don't know what's going on with her neck. Looks like a spare tire there. This femon was a mother, but not a very good one. She got pregnant by a sperm donor, and it was a boy. Now the boy was 3 years old, but this mother was very mean to this three-year-old boy. And she used a cane on this boy when he did something she didn't like. Then one time the mother phoned emergency services saying the boy had stopped breathing when he was eating a cheese wrap. The emergency service arrived and found his legs all bandaged up, and they found that his legs were scalded as long with his genitals. They found quite a number of injuries on his body as well as ones that were healing. So this poor little boy had suffered many times before, but this time the little boy was dead. It was found he had a very serious head injury. It was probably caused by violent shaking. This femon denied everything and said she had done nothing to the boy. Fortunately, the court didn't believe her, and they've sentenced her to 25 years. And I really hope she does all the 25 years. And when she comes out, she'll still be a terrible person, but at least she won't be around the public for 25 years. How can you be so mean and cruel to an innocent little boy like this? But I have seen femons pick on children quite a lot, especially the boys, and they're quite mean and vindictive. Even though she was given 25 years, she still denied doing anything to the boy, when there's no other explanation, as she and the boy were the only ones that lived there. So when you see a femon, guys, showing you your real true nature, start recording and then post it. Because femons will not admit. They will deceive and lie. So the only real proof will be the video. This femon should never be allowed near any children again, or be a mother again. Like I say, I've seen this sort of thing before. Not quite so serious, but when a relationship is broken down, and the femon has the child from that relationship, I've seen femons take it out on the child. Seems like this femon just wanted a child so she could abuse it. How long has this been going on for? And how long would it have gone on for? And femons will not take the responsibility for their actions. I'll put a link to the story down below, guys. Femons can be truly evil, can't they? Take it easy.